every Wednesday at 10, only on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
bit crazy, and I think I do it to you. It's kind of little overdue. Her name was Firewall. She was known to get around every high and low cantina. Had that high and lonesome sound. She ain't no pride.
You make me so mad.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Ah, you make me so mad. Every time it's something with you. We are Dave and Giggles, and I am Dave, and Giggles is in Colorado somewhere with a freshly shaved head, and you look really good, buddy.
Thanks. My barber charged me $10 more than he used to.
Why? Inflation?
They raised their prices.
Ooh.
Well, I go to this African-American barbershop.
Yeah,
because it's my way of, you know, sort of trying to get back into the, you know, the I don't know. I just want, you know, I like feeling like an odd man out. I go in there and they all look at me. They're like, what are you doing here?
You are an odd man out. I know. Do you bring the kids there, too? Do you bring the kids in? You go give these kids a haircut?
And Julie was like, why do you go here? And I was like, it's nice, you know.
I get you. I'm going to post a picture of me at Radio Free Brooklyn, which I don't think I have ever done on Instagram before. So peep that, as the kids say. All right, so we got a pretty decent show coming up. We got a musician coming in. That was from his new album that I think he dropped because that's what the kids say, dropped yesterday. And his name is Arlo... What the
you
hell
don't
is
know.
His last name?
You
Irving?
Don't know.
Arlo Hannigan. Arlo, God. I think his last name is Hannigan. Yeah, Arlo Hannigan. And
is he an Annie? This is Hannigan.
Yeah, exactly. You and these little tidbits of information about plays. Anyway, so I met him on the subway. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this guy. He's been really, really good about like contacting me. I really didn't contact him. I met him on the subway. He was a friend of a friend who I was sitting with from work. And my friend was like, hey, he's got a radio show. And he was like, hey, can I come on? And I was like, yeah, why don't you come on next week? And here we are. We'll see how that works out. Also, I posted up on my high school reunion Facebook page. And I said, if anyone wants to talk about the reunion, now's your chance to call in. So if you want to call in, 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. If you want to call and talk about it, you're more than merrier. I don't know how much I'll talk about it because last week would have been the time to talk about it, but I think I was still drunk and hungover or high or whatever I was. I just couldn't get the words out last week.
Did you, were you a virgin in high school?
Yeah.
Did you have sex in high school?
Nah.
That's a no.
It's like I mean, everyone tries to and like half successful, you know what I mean? So it was one of those. I'm not going to call out any ladies, but there was one time where, you know, whatever. But
you didn't know what you were doing.
Nobody knew what they were doing.
There was a good story. I got a good story.
All right, go ahead.
The first time I thought I had sex, I was like really, really high. And I thought I was having sex, but I wasn't because I was just so high that I was like, is it in? And she's like, no.
Oh, my God. That's like the worst nightmare.
I know. I was like 18, 19, like first or second time getting high. And she was just like, no.
No.
But I thought it was.
What were you doing? Just dry humping the air? Just thinking that you were having sex? That's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Hey, man. Arlo is in the house, so we'll get him set up. But my first time that I was going to have sex, like I planned it out and I was driving to her college. I was in high school and I was driving to her college and
older
I was,
woman.
What? Older woman. And I had to stop and buy condoms. And I was so jammed up. I was so jammed up about it that I drove into like the whatever gas station right by her college and drove up onto the curb. And drove up onto the curb so much that I got the car stuck. And I couldn't get it off the curb. And everyone came around me and they were just like going, "Hi, you're really stuck there." And I was like, "Can you guys help me get it off?" And I spent like a half an hour trying to get my car off, stuck off that like curb. It was a nightmare.
I'm just so nervous.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was. So if anyone wants to call in, 718-928-9732. Arlo's here. Let's get Arlo. Come in and buddy, hang out, sit down, have a little
give him a hug or something.
Yeah, give him a hug, do what he's got to do. I would say sit down, grab yourself a set of headphones. I unplugged one of them. Grab like that guy and grab yourself a set of headphones. Make sure that those work. I believe they do. If you hear me, that's all good. If it's too loud, you could use that guy over there to turn it down, turn it up, whatever you got to do. Arlo's a good man hanging out. You kind of get it, right? Everything's kind of coming together. feel free to sit down. I got your mic up. Use that guy if you want to set it up to your guitar there. Okay. And I played a song on the way in for you. I started with High Noon, which was a nice song.
That's what I was going to ask that's you cool. to play.
That's cool. Perfect. Okay. We started with
there
that.
You go.
So there we go.
Give what's Arlo's last name?
Arlo, is it Hannigan?
It's Hannigan.
Yeah. Arlo Hannigan, yeah. Okay. So... Again,
can you turn your out? For some reason, you're peaking on my end. Turn your out down just a little bit because you're blowing out my.
I know. I turned you really high up because you said that you couldn't hear me at all. So
there you go.
Is that better?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, a lot better.
All right. So Arlo, you set up, and then when you're ready, get on mic, and we'll talk a little bit. Yeah. But as
turn the camera towards Arlo, so I get an idea all what right. he looks like.
All right.
I just want to see this guy, and so he could see me. There he is. Arlo. Look at this guy.
Say hi to Giggles.
Oh, that's handsome dude.
That's Giggles.
Look at this guy, long hair.
He's got a good look. He's got a better look than us. So, he's a musician, you know.
Yeah, get him set up. We got to talk about current events real quick.
Current events.
It's a big island. It's surrounded by a lot of water. A lot of ocean.
I will say this about the reunion. One thing that happened this week after the reunion, somebody put up on the Facebook page saying, "Hey, has anyone seen this girl?" Because she wasn't at the reunion. And someone said something to the effect of, "The last time I saw her, she was pushing her swimsuit calendar for Jehovah's Witness."
Really?
And it got heated, and there was like 60 responses, and it got like, "Why are you being such an asshole? Why are you being such a dick? Why are you being such a pansy?" And it went back and forth like that for like a good while until someone deleted the page. So I wish I still had that whole thing, but it got really ugly really fast. And
so a swimsuit calendar for Jehovah's Witnesses?
For Jehovah's Witness, which doesn't make any sense. That was just a stupid, like, sexist joke that they were trying to put out there. And someone took offense to it, and it just blew up, which was really kind of funny. So if anyone has any comments about that, I would love to hear it, because it got really heated really fast. All right, so what do we do about Puerto Rico? How do we fix Puerto Rico?
I don't know. It says half of them are without drinking water, which is a lot.
The whole
it's a lot of people, you know. I try not to get political, but I hate this guy. I really despise him. I think he's the vilest turd ever in existence.
He is. I will say this today. He put something up that I feel like nobody should be able to like back him up with. He went out on Twitter and said the Secretary of State, Tillerson, should not try to talk to North Korea. We will deal with them how we're going to deal with them, meaning pretty much drop bombs on them. And he's just inciting war. I just don't understand. Like, how could you get behind this guy who's tweeting out the most horrific things and starting wars by tweets?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't want to die.
Nobody wants to die. You got kids to think about.
I know, man.
You know?
And I like my kids, you know?
They're good kids.
We celebrated Leo's birthday today, a month late. We had all his friends over from school.
Yeah.
It was great, man. We did all, I might have dropped like $500 on this party with like the bouncy house.
Rental, I love it.
freaking Costco run liquor. Yeah. I got Corona because we had a lot of Latin American people coming over. So I wanted to, you know, we got some breakfast burritos.
Breakfast burritos. What time did you have this party?
It was 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
Brunch party.
Taco bowls? He's got some. He loves, you got to go to the Trump Tower to get the taco bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was good. It was a success.
Yeah.
A lot of friends came, but it was good. That's had a good time.
I just went to Otto's second birthday party.
Number two.
And there was a lot of kids there, and all of them were like blonde, and all of them were like wearing the nicest Brooklyn clothes you've ever seen. You know, it was really something special. Good kids, though.
Yeah.
He's still tuning up over there. We'll let him go.
Yeah, you know,
it's cool. Take your time, Arlo.
It takes me a while.
Yeah, you're all right. You know.
I can stop tuning.
No, you're fine.
No, tune away. Tune away.
No, just keep going. So did you hear about Marilyn Manson last night?
No. Tell
me about it. Speaking of like 90s. So he's in play in New York City, and he's got this, behind him is a prop that are two guns crossing behind him, like a big prop, like a big heavy prop, and it falls on him and it crushes him and it sends him to the hospital, and nobody knows how he's doing. There's like, as far as I've seen, like the last hour, there has been no update on how he's doing, and it crushed him pretty badly. They were saying that he's seriously injured by this fall. You don't care. You're on your phone. What are you doing?
I'm listening. I was looking at some headlines. I was just looking. Yeah, that's great. No, Marilyn Manson, man. I was big into him in eighth grade because I wanted to be like popular. So I listened to a lot of Marilyn Manson. But I didn't know what he was talking about.
No.
You know?
I saw an interview with him recently with Rolling Stone that was pretty interesting, where he was talking. Someone was just bringing up the Columbine thing. And a lot of people at that time blamed Marilyn Manson for that thing, like blame music in general, and then really singled him out specifically. And he was just saying how that fucking ruined my career. Like, you don't understand how devastating it was to my career, because he wasn't responsible for it, but he got so much blame for it that it really hurt his career. And I mean, the guy's just out there trying to make a scene, trying to like play some music, and now all of a sudden he's involved in a murder case. That's just crazy. He's the center of it.
Is that Arlo behind you or some other dude?
No, it's some other dude. He's just, that's Michael. The Michael, he's got a show after us.
Oh. All right.
Oh, he saw me walk by.
He saw you walk by.
Right, yeah.
He says hello.
Yeah, I was just looking for my Jehovah's Witness swimsuit calendar.
We all are. We all are.
I'll see you later.
Later, buddy. How's it going over there, Arlo?
I had it in an alternate tuning before I got here.
That makes sense.
Now I'm thinking maybe do standard, so...
That makes sense. You got the tuner there, so you're pretty good to go.
Everyone's got a snarky these days, you know.
Very nice. So Arlo, where are you originally from?
I'm from originally from Nome, Alaska.
Originally from Alaska.
Yeah, do you know where that is?
I know of it. I've never been to Alaska, but I've heard wonderful things about Alaska.
Yeah. It's have you?
I've heard very little. I heard that it's really close to Russia.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, let's yeah, we can skip that and then but actually I do live in the farthest northwest part of Alaska.
Damn.
Nome's right on the Bering Sea, and
that's way up there,
and you can almost see Russia from there.
I believe it. Yeah. So then like also like you spent your childhood up there, so you probably didn't see sun for a while
during the winter.
Yeah, I mean the six but, months where you didn't see
you
sun,
know, we'd still get a few hours. It's gradual.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like somebody just hits a switch.
Right.
It's gradual, and then you get to the winter solstice. That's the darkest day of the year. So for us, we'd still get a few hours of daylight.
Right. Like midday, like noon, you get a couple hours.
Sun come up like around 11 or noon, and then about 3 or 4 go back down.
Wow.
And you just see the sun come up over the horizon.
It's crazy.
You know, the sea would be completely frozen for about 6 months a year.
Wow. That's crazy.
You never miss a sunrise.
Giggles got a question.
So what did you do in Nome, Alaska? You're not Inuit. What, parents in the military, or what's going on up there?
He's not Inuit, I don't think. You're suggesting he's not Inuit. You don't know. He might be.
Yeah.
Well, I saw long blonde hair.
That's true.
So I don't think he's Inuit.
You never know. I just grew up there, had a relatively normal life.
What are some things like growing up now coming down here? You're living in New York now, like that you took for granted up there, or you just didn't realize living up there that now you're like, well, that was kind of weird living up in Alaska, way up north on the North Pole, pretty much.
I mean, it's all about what you feel is convenient.
Yeah.
You know, here you might be like, well, I live right next to the train and I've got the grocery store right there.
It's convenient.
I got the laundromat right there. And that's just a completely different existence than what we had, you know.
Right.
Like conveniences there. You know, you don't really, you go at the grocery store is more of you is tough because of the prices. So a lot of people, you know, most people try to at least semi self-subsist, you know, off the land.
And it's a big fishing community, I imagine, up there, right? Like a lot of people come up there to fish.
People do fish. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's not like Dutch Harbor, that area.
Got it.
Or other areas in
Alaska. What did your parents do up there?
Parents? Well, what did my mom do? My mom worked in the, she helped people get work.
Okay.
So she was.
She was a helper.
She was, she helped people find
help
jobs.
People.
Yeah. And my father was a professor at the little community college there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes sense.
He taught like things like Arctic survival and stuff like that.
Did he imbibe you with Arctic survival?
I never took his course.
No? Did he, like growing up, he wasn't like, all right, we're going out camping.
No, we did do the final exam for that particular thing was sleeping in a snow shelter overnight. And if you woke up the next day, then you passed the exam.
So what was the temperature at night going over that?
You know, it was always different. I remember 2007, I remember the winter was, we had like a 6-week cold snap of 40 below.
That's pretty cold. That's pretty cold. Yeah. So you're out there camping in this, and your dad's like, if you survive till the morning, yeah, I'm proud of you, son.
Something like that.
That's wild. So did you, growing up, was he like really like strict, or was he really loose, like really like liberally loose because he was a college teacher?
No, my folks were pretty liberal. I had, you know, as a kid, I just, in the summertime, you have light all night.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember as a kid, just, you know, being out all night.
I mean, that's what you do. That's what you do. I remember,
had a curfew.
It's not like Alaska, but I went to Iceland and in the summer, and it was just like everyone's just drinking in the streets.
There's a lot of drinking in Nome. Nome definitely has a drinking problem.
I believe it. I believe it. I mean, what's the population in Nome? Do you remember?
3,500.
3,500. That is like this block,
right.
Pretty
it's
much.
Nothing. It's nothing.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, you're a musician. You came down here to be a musician?
Well, so, I mean, I left Alaska 4 or 5 years ago for L.A., and then, and I do have family in New York.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
You're just going to jump. Yeah, what's going on? You're just jumping right in. Go for it, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I live in Salem, Oregon, and I miss my friend. I miss my friend, Mr. Giggles.
Who is this, Matthew?
I live in Salem, Oregon. How many friends do you have living in Salem, Oregon?
Yeah, well, how many friends move out of Colorado to live to Oregon?
Ooh, this sounds
heated. Move to Oregon. Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to call Dave and Giggles and do a shout-out to my Miami Dolphins, which didn't score any points today.
That's classic. Classic Dolphins.
Say, I miss you.
Oh, hey, really miss you too, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Is there anything else you want to say, or is that it?
No. I just wanted to say I miss you.
That's really sweet.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hey, man. Good call. That was good.
All right. Bye.
See you, bud.
Sound like you got a little something going on with this guy.
Yeah. His wife hated me because we started a fierce bromance. And well, I wouldn't call it fierce, but, you know, she just didn't like me because I think she was jealous of, you know, the time spent with me.
Right.
That happens. Sometimes the wives just don't like me.
No. And your wife.
Yeah.
Joking. Right, joking.
All right, so back to Arlo talking about moving to L.A., right?
So he moves down to L.A., comes down from Nome, Alaska to L.A.
Yes. Yeah,
so what's the plan?
Moved to L.A. and started working in film and recording and performing and... since I left Alaska, I put out a few different albums, and like most of my work is either in LA or New York City, so I kind of bounce back and forth. But you know, lately, the past year or so, I've been mostly in Arizona,
cool,
and New Mexico.
You got that Arizona, New Mexico vibe. You do.
I love it out there.
Yeah. I mean, how did you feel about, because you moved straight from Nome to L.A. Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about L.A.?
A bit of shock at first.
Yeah. And L.A.'s got a weird vibe to it all on its own.
It's, I'm you know, now I feel like I'm kind of past L.A., but
yeah,
definitely go there if I have shows or if I have to work. Or
nice. Do you have any upcoming gigs you want to promote?
Yeah, actually, this is kind of a short trip in New York, and it was last minute, so I wasn't really able to put too much together, but I have a show at Pete's Candy Store.
Oh, cool.
This on the 8th.
On the 8th, so Saturday.
Sunday.
Right,
yeah.
Cool. So Pete's Candy Store, mm-hmm. Arlo Hannigan. Are you going to be playing with your band, or are you going to be playing solo?
Be playing solo. I might have a drummer.
Cool. I like it. You want to play a song? You're like all jammed up, ready to go. You
want
to play?
Just I'd sit here with the.
Sit there
you
with
said
the guitar.
To bring the guitar. You didn't.
Yeah.
Say,
okay. No. Yeah. I didn't say play it. Right. All right. What song you want to play for us?
I don't know.
Whatever you want to play, buddy. We're here. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. You want to play like an old?
There's like three mics. No pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, they're all for you. Yeah, Arlo Hannigan playing this Sunday. At our Peace Candy Store. And now, right now, he's going to play for us. So that's a little treat.
I'll play. So you played High Noon. I'm going to play another song off that album in the spirit of the far Northwest.
And, I love it.
The song's called Thaw. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm totally ready. Arlo Hannigan.
Bury me where the ground don't thaw. Bury me in a place that I never saw. Where only the wind caresses my brow, it takes me away somehow. Ain't no turning back, and that's the law. Come say goodnight where the ground don't thaw. Where only the wind kiss your cheek. You pass by, but your lips don't speak. Oh, where did I go wrong? Come tell me you love me where the ground don't thaw. With only the wind at your back, you cut the rope, but there ain't no slack. You're coming with me, and that's the law. We'll never die where the ground don't thaw. Bury me, bury me. Bury me in a place that I never saw.
Arlo Hannigan. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Fantastic song.
Thank you.
So there Sunday night at Pete's Candy Store, go out and see him. He might be playing with a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to bring the electric out or the acoustic?
Maybe more. Probably just play with this Martin.
It's a beautiful Martin.
Yeah. It's a nice little room. I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah, I have. It's a great room. Yeah.
I just love that. I played there before, and it's
nice.
It's really nice. So,
you moved to New York.
Well,
I meet you on a subway.
Yeah.
It's basically how it went down. That's one thing that, like, I feel like New York is really good at. Like, it brings people together in a way where you're standing 2 inches from their face and you're kind of have to talk to them or just completely ignore the fact that they have coffee breath and you just move on.
I do love that about New York as opposed to LA, where everybody's trapped in their cars.
Right.
You know, and the only thing you can do is kind of look at somebody. Oh, she's putting on makeup. Wow.
Right. Or she's texting while driving. Really nice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's putting on eye makeup, mascara at 80 miles an hour. But so you moved to New York. And,
well, I didn't move out here.
Oh, you didn't move
out here. I just came out here for a month to work. I've been booking locations for film and I'm pretending to be a local to get work like this.
Nice. So you're working on your own film or you're working for someone else?
I'm working for this comedy sketch series that's going to air on VH1.
Cool.
So
very cool.
Just been booking all kinds of apartments and
very nice
clubs.
So you're heading back to LA. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm heading back to Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. Arizona. Yeah. Good times. Good times. What's
so your location? A location scout. Is that is that correct?
Sometimes I manage. Sometimes I manage.
All right. We were talking last week about that guy that went down to Mexico scouting for narcos basically just got killed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was terrible. Was that last week? That I feel like it was a while ago, but yeah, that was really bad.
I do like this job because it's freelance, so I have freedom in between the work, and then it puts me into some funny situations sometimes.
Yeah, I bet.
I booked, I don't know if you know the show, Little Women of New York.
It sounds very familiar. Explain it.
But, I just had to find this apartment for these gals to live in, but I spent 3 weeks bouncing off of New York City landlords, and it sounds like nothing, but it was...
No, that's something.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, New York City landlords are some of the worst people you could ever run into.
And they come in all different.
They really do. They really do.
At one point, I was in the back of a 72 Camaro with no seatbelts, just flying down Red Hook, this guy just like smoking and high as a kite.
Was he like a local? Like lived here his whole life?
Yeah, and he owned a few places, and I'm going around with him. And then,
that's crazy.
It's fun.
That is fun. That is fun. Speaking of that, New York City just dropped the fact that they're going to. If you can find if you're homeless and you could find a place to live outside of the city, they will pay for your apartment up to a year. So they're trying to basically kick homeless people out of the city, but also going to supply them with if you can say you're homeless and prove it, and then also prove the fact that you're getting a place to live, they will pay for your apartment for up to a year, which is really insane. And there's a lot of things surrounding it. And because Newark is like, wait a minute. We didn't agree to that. Like, we don't want your people coming over here and you guys pay for them. And then the year's up and they're just hanging out here now. So there's a lot of weirdness going around with it. But I think it's a pretty decent idea. Like, we got to clean up the homeless, right?
Well, didn't that happen 15 years ago? They just gave them all bus tickets.
I just sent him out west.
It sent him out west, right? Isn't that what happened?
I have heard that, but I didn't know if that was like a legit thing. But that it's kind of that, but like keeping them housed, giving them a little bit more than just a $20 ticket. I guess it's something a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I mean, out in Denver, they did a sweep about a year ago because they outlawed camping, so you can't camp anywhere.
Really?
And So they used to be able to, camp all the way, downtown or whatever. And downtown was just pretty much riddled with homeless people. But now they did this law where you can't camp. You can't set up a tent. You can't have a sleeping bag. And so everybody's just on the move.
What's the purpose?
A lot of
it?
People hang out in the library. And
Is it basically just for homelessness? That's what they were saying.
You're not going to camp. There are some dudes, you see them with the camo pants and the dogs. I think they're just drifters.
Right.
Train
jumpers. But,
what do you call them?
Train jumpers. What do they call those
train
guys?
Train jumpers.
Rail riders.
Hobos.
Hobos is a great name for them. I read a Dylan's book and he claimed that's what he was when he came in from Minnesota. He was like, I rode the rails to get here. And it was a complete and utter lie. He just wanted to build a mystique around himself, which he did a good job doing. So you can't really fault him on it. But that's crazy. So can you camp in general in Colorado, or do they just outlaw it altogether?
Yeah, I mean, you can camp at the national park, sort of campground.
All right.
You just can't camp in front of like a Whole Foods or, in the mall.
It's a bad place to camp. Nobody really wants to camp there unless you're homeless.
Yeah.
And I will say, because when I went out west, I was up in Oregon where your friend is, and I was down in, I was up in Washington, and homelessness is like becoming a real problem like everywhere. I just saw it like everywhere, like inside cities, outside cities. It's just becoming like, it's just becoming the norm. And it's really, really like something to see when you're out there just driving around and seeing just like 10 cities.
Oh, you know, it's getting harder and harder to live.
Yeah.
You know, I've been mobile living for about a year and a half.
I've been
living in the old, let's just call it a camper van.
Well, besides, let's just call it, what are you living in, Arlo?
I call it mobile living, and it's been, you know, it's been kind of liberating the past year and a half. I
mean, yeah.
It's a choice. That's the difference between me and a lot of these people on the streets. I'm choosing to do that, but you know, it's nice, but I hear what you're talking about. I was just in Colorado.
Yeah. And that's where this guy is.
You know, I pulled into these rest stops at night. Like, what are you supposed to do? This is kind of a tangent, but what are you supposed to do at 2 o'clock in the morning? You pull into a rest stop, you think you can sleep,
right?
And then you see no overnight. Like, what's the?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
What's the point of a rest stop? Yeah.
So I was kind of, but the beauty of the camper van is then you just kind of pull off outside of some auto shop somewhere and make it look like you're waiting for it to open. Open so you can get some work done on
right.
it, and wake up at 7 and off you go
and then head out.
Yeah.
So you're driving back and forth from Arizona to here.
Oh, I wouldn't drive out. I haven't driven to New York City.
No.
But so right now the Bertha, I call her. She's
a good name.
She's in Phoenix.
She's in Phoenix. Yeah. So when you go back there, you're going to be heading back to Bertha.
Bertha will be waiting for me.
Bertha will be waiting. Yeah. So what kind of have you got running into any trouble?
Like what kind of trouble?
Like trouble of like, you know, you're driving police? Along. Yeah, police trouble or like hobo trouble. What kind of trouble are we talking about?
It depends. It depends where you are. But yeah, I mean, you get some interesting people coming up to the vehicle because they think that they're like your brethren or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, you know, and it's like, you know,
right.
people you don't want to talk to. Or, you know, sometimes if you're camping in a neighborhood that you think is fine, there's no signs anywhere, but then you'll get a knock on the door at 5 in the morning.
Cause, get out of my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, just the police, like suspicious vehicle.
Right.
That kind of thing.
So, yeah. But nothing like really like to like be worried about. Like, no. I don't want to worry about you, Arlo.
No, don't worry. Don't worry.
So basically it's just like, you can't be here. You got to move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had, no, nothing too frightening.
So I'm assuming you have friends out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Do they also kind of super tramp it? Or they you just drive
soon,
your home
soon to
up.
Be. I think I'm inspiring some.
Interesting. Have you written any songs about living in Bertha?
Living just the a song, the literal living in Bertha. No, but
anything inspired by Bertha.
But definitely that kind of lifestyle. You know, just gets the creative juices flowing. Eventually, like earlier when I first got the van, it was almost like a mobile studio.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
A writing studio. I could just park anywhere and I'd have my own place to write.
Right.
And it kind of became sort of like a safety wagon that could get me around. And,
that's pretty cool. So what I was getting at is, have you ever been inspired to write a song about living this lifestyle? Could you play a song based on one of these? That's where I was going with that.
Beating around the bush.
Stop beating around the bush, Dave, and just ask the question. But yeah, I'd love to hear one. Arlo Hannigan playing Sunday.
We'll just say this tune's about Bertha.
Okay. We'll just say.
Yeah, we can just say that.
All right.
All right.
What's the name of it?
Pioneer.
Pioneer. Perfect.
You're my unsettled country, and I'm a pioneer. Just drive, don't look back for nothing. You're so far when I'm here, and when you're gone, I'm gonna hide the stars. I know that some never fade, they hang around. Watch us tick away, away. away. And I wrestle with your beauty forever. Is for now, and I'm better off not sleeping than just pouring down an hourglass. It goes so fast. Watch us tick away, away, unsaid country, and I, a pioneer, just drive, don't look back for nothing, don't look back, don't look back for nothing, don't look back, don't look back for nothing. Back for nothing. Don't look back for nothing, no, no. Don't look back for nothing. Don't look back for nothing.
Arlo Hannigan, Pioneer. It's getting a little hot in here, so I'm going to turn on the AC. It's getting a little stuffy. Well, you got a guy playing guitar. It's going to get a little hot, you know?
You want to hear another one?
I would love to hear another
all
one.
Right, all right.
Let's hear another one.
Something a little bit more upbeat.
All right, let's do it. Arlo Hannigan playing this Sunday at Pete's Candy Store, and he's going to play another song for us.
You ever been in a relationship that you can't get out of?
Sure. I think most people have. I mean, yeah. What do you think?
I'm in one now.
You feel like you can't. Yeah. Okay, well, this
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
She's listening.
Yeah.
It's
ouch.
Great.
Well, this song's called Crawl in Love. This one's for you, Giggles.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
I've never said that before. This one's for you, Giggles. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. You should do that on Sunday,
parentheses,
too.
Giggles.
Parentheses, Giggles, of course. All right. Arlo Hannigan for Giggles.
All my prayers have been aborted, laying here, confused, contorted. The traffic noise can make a man uneasy. So come on, babe, I'll get you sorted. I'll pay the fare and you'll feel deported. Perhaps it helps you get back on your feet. But this time, when you pack your bags, so don't you quit halfway, come crawling. I can't crawl in love with you no more, and I can't do this crawling love no more. Pray to God I didn't have the motive. I'm just a man, but that's not important. When I crawl in love, I fall ill. Sometimes I just need to grab a hold of something that is a little more than the fool I am and the cup I wish to fill. But this time, when you pack your bags, don't you quit halfway and come crawling. I can't crawl in love no more, and I can't do this crawling love.
This time, when you pack your bags, don't you quit halfway and come crawling. I can't crawl in love with you no more. I can't crawl in love with you no more. And I can't do this crawling love no more.
Harlow Hannigan. Song for giggles. It was beautiful.
Like it.
Yeah, it was
Thank
really
you.
Nice. He did that for you, yeah. buddy.
You got it, giggles.
Thanks, buddy.
He's got you there.
Just so you guys know, I know this is a little off topic, but last week I went to the gym 4 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. And 2 of those times I walked in there around the same time, and there's this old dude, like very round and portly.
Sure.
Buck ass naked, just standing there in front of the mirror with his, you know, his you know, I was going to say his vaginals, but his genitals pressed up against the counter, his vaginals.
So he's like using it as a shelf? Is that what you're telling me? He's using it as a shelf?
Yeah, just naked. Just, you know, just like, I was like, you know, it was too much for me, you know? 2 days in a row, I was like, there he is. There he is.
I mean, he's there. He's proud of himself. He's trying to get better, and here you are just mocking him for putting his genitals on the counter.
His vaginals.
Yeah, the gym is a weird place. I have a friend, Pete, who tells me all the time. He's like, he finds it really funny as a guy who loves to go to Iceland, where it's just like kind of open, and he finds it very funny when dudes like, you know, don't try to get naked or like try to hide themselves as much as possible. You've seen these people at the gym, like they try to not get naked as much as possible. And he finds it very odd. And it is a very American trait where we're a lot more ashamed or bashful than most of the world. Mm. And it's a very weird thing to be in a locker room where everyone is kind of, you know, like trying to do their own thing. And then you got a dude putting his vaginals on the counter. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, they were on the counter. He was just pressed up against the counter. You know, just kind of like he was shaving his head, you know, just buck-ass naked
buck-ass
in front
naked.
Of the mirror. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. But like, it was funny that I saw him 2 days in a row at the in front of the mirror, buck naked, you know?
Maybe that's
like,
all
I
he
feel
does.
Like he spends a lot of time naked in the locker, like probably more time than necessary in the locker room naked. It's kind of an old man gym.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you know, I get there and I'm doing my elliptical, and I think a lot of the old guys are doing their, you know, their pool workouts, you know, like the pool cardio.
Oh, so they're just like doing the pool thing. And just like swimming around or whatever they're going to do. Old people love the pool, but I've heard a lot of the biggest complaint I get about old people in the pool is that old people tend to not, like, when they go to the bathroom, they tend to leave little bits of toilet paper in their ass. And then when they go in the pool, it tends to like just kind of come out of them and then float around the pool. That's what I get. A lot of people tell me these things. A lot of people are telling me, hashtag sad. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
All the time. So I'm glad you're going to the gym, though. I'm very proud of you. So give me a rundown of like your gym workout. I want to know. Well, I want to know what you're doing.
The elliptical. 4 days in a row, the elliptical. And
how long?
Last day, I did some weights toward the end. But I like the elliptical because it's low impact.
It is.
I throw the headphones on and I'm jamming out. I break a sweat. You know, it's good.
How long do you go for?
30 minutes.
30 minutes is good. Do you give any restraint to it, or is it all like free flow, no hill action?
I put it on the fat burn.
The fat burn.
So the fat burn setting.
Yeah.
And then, so I went to the doctor last week, you know, for my yearly physical.
Okay.
And he was like, you should work out 30 minutes a day. You know, you should.
Makes sense.
A good idea to work out 30 minutes a day. I looked at the chart, and technically I'm overweight. So I think I'm 182. And I should be like 175.
Okay.
For my
height. That's not bad. You're average.
Well, it's not bad. But, you know, why not?
Why not? That's why you shave the head, too, to lose a couple of ounces.
To lose some weight.
Yeah.
You know.
I get it. So I got a hot button issue with you. This was pretty interesting. I read about this today. So France has just enacted, and it's going into law, where I'll read the law, because it's pretty interesting. It's called the Photoshop Decree. Article 9 states that all commercial images that have been digitally retouched to make models look slimmer or larger must be accompanied with the label retouched photograph. It effectively shows that the government seeks to treat the issues of eating disorders, body health images, a public matter. which is pretty interesting. I mean, if you think about it, like, that's a pretty slippery slope because, like,
everything is photoshopped.
Everything is photoshopped. Like, everything. No matter, like, look at our Instagram. That's pretty much photoshopped, quote unquote. So, like, where does it stop? And do you think it's, like, a good idea? Because in the end, it would kind of solve a lot of these, like, fake news problems, you know? You're not listening to me.
No, I'm listening. I just don't really have a... I mean, sure, go for it. I don't really have a strong opinion.
So you have this photo. You take pictures for a living, and you don't have an opinion on this. What kind of world do we live in? What if the government comes down to you and says, we got to Photoshop all these things out? Oh, you got to put Photoshop in everything you do Photoshop in.
I just hate people's watermarks. Like, I just want to be like, nobody cares about your watermark. You know, some people, like, their watermarks are terrible. And I get it, because, like, you don't want people stealing your images.
Right.
But every time I see a photo with a watermark, I'm like, eh.
They're terrible. You know? You're not wrong. They are terrible.
Because, like, I mean, nobody cares. Nobody's going to steal your image, you know?
It's true. But, I mean, it's like a digital business card. That's a way these people are thinking about it. Because I know a lot of people, Joe, who would do these sorts of things.
I mean, I've never seen a photo with a watermark that I'm like, oh, that's so awesome. I wish that watermark wasn't there. Usually people that watermark their images are terrible photographers.
All right.
In my opinion. Maybe not terrible, but I'm just like, meh.
There it is.
You didn't need to watermark that.
You didn't.
You know?
There it is.
Nobody's stealing that.
The decree. I'm going to call it the Giggles Decree. And if you put a watermark on your picture, you're a douchebag. Done.
Done.
I will also say this is the other thing that I had in my arsenal this week. So you remember Austin Peterson. I think I've mentioned him a few times on the radio. Austin Peterson was a guy who ran for Libertarian office. And he got kind of close. He was like the second in line after, what's that asshole's name who won the Libertarian? Doesn't matter. Gary Johnson. Yeah, it was the second guy. So now he's living in Missouri, and he's running for Senate of Missouri. And he recently, I am on his mailing list, so I get an email from him like three times a day to ask to donate money. And every time he emails me, I'll respond back, you know, something like, stop campaigning, stop running for office. And they eventually just email me and be like, do you want to be taken off this? And I'll just respond, no. But anyway, it's really good. Yeah. So anyway, so this week he got on the Facebook, and his campaign thing, he's giving away on Facebook an AR-15, which is crazy, right? It's crazy. Yeah. So Facebook does the only logical thing, and they ban him, and they ban his entire group. So
was he the one that was the boyfriend of you know who?
Yeah, before, exactly. Right.
You know who?
Right.
Got it. All right.
Exactly.
All
right, we know. So he's been banned. And he responds to a letter to Facebook and in the mailing group. So I'm on this thing, and he's like pleading, and he's like begging to get put back on Facebook. And I did the only logical thing possible. I emailed him back, and I was like, ha ha ha, you asshole, you got banned. Good. So I'm really trying to bait him into like saying something stupid to me so I can bring it to the press or at least the radio show. That's my goal here.
Yeah. I was doing these photos for this person running for city council, and she was like, "Oh, we're gonna do a photo with this family," and then like she got a military family, and then she got a Hispanic family or Latin, you know, Latino family, whatever.
Sure.
But I wanted to be like, when I met them, I was like, "Okay, so you're the Latino fam, so you're the Latino family," you know, like it was kind of like almost. You know, I don't want to say contrived, but I was like, oh, but like, we get it. Like, you're trying to, you know, capture all this sort of, you know.
So you're like out there making these videos, and they're going to give you this Latino family to make it look more well-rounded. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, she had an African-American, you know, kid in there, and I was like, I wanted to be like, oh, so you're the, you know.
Like, but you didn't say it. No, I didn't say it,
but it was, you know.
Well, it was known. Was it known? Like everyone in the room was like,
well, that's
I know
what I wanted to be here. Like, oh, like, so you're, you know,
you know, it's like the token.
Right.
You're the token Latino family. You're right. The token, you know, black family.
You got to get votes from every kind of family. Yeah. So you got to get it out there. Right.
It was my first, you know, foray into political photography.
Right. If I had a soundboard right now, I would play the sound clip of Trump saying, there's my African-American over there. Because that is where it's at. We got a couple of minutes left. Do you want to play one more song before we head out? We are Dave and Giggles. We are on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here every Sunday, 7 to 8. I'm trying to update the site. So if you go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, you could go on the Dave and Giggles show, and then you can go click on there, and you can hear old shows. You can also email us at DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. And you can also try to put something up about the show coming up Sunday with Arlo. And he's playing. What time are you going to think you're going to go on?
I'm on at 10:30, but there's a couple acts before me that are supposed to be pretty.
So go see them too.
Yeah.
So Pete's Candy Store, I'd say get there around 8. You know?
Yeah.
Get there around 8. Yeah. And Arlo is with us. He's going to play one more song before Michael comes on. He's over there doing something. All right. Lay it on us. So I'm going to turn the AC off and get a nice clear sound out of this one. Arlo, give it to me, buddy. I love it.
Okay. All right. This first song, or this last song I'm going to play, is off my first album.
Cool.
And it's called Come Up the Hill. Try to get this mic up on the guitar here.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Come up the hill, come up the hill. There be fiery jelly and blueberry made to wine and wildflower in my belly. Come up the hill, feast on the dead. Let us dine, drink down the jetty. Saw water make moonshine, dig clam from the belly. Come up the hill when the sky turned red, when the sky blurred red. When that train called death coming, take my last breath I'd be on the crossroad ties. When the train called death come up my doorstep, you will see a raven fly. Are you that silent? Are you that sad? I'll take you where the green grass grow taller than any kind you ever knew. There'll be fiery jelly, blueberry made to wine and wildflower in my belly. Come up the hill, feast on the dead. Drink down the jetty, salt water, make moonshine, dig clam from the belly. Come up the hill when the sky turned red, when the sky blood red. Darling, I am ready. Darling, I'm all yours. Take and keep me steady, and stay as long as you can. Darling, I am waiting. Darling, I'm all yours. Take you where the green grass is growing on a distant shore.